What's stopping you from becoming the person you want to be? It's probably not a lack of information. You already know smoking damages your lungs, that sugar spikes your insulin, that procrastination derails your goals. Yet here we are, knowing exactly what we should do, but somehow not doing it. This gap between intention and action has puzzled philosophers for millennia, but behavioral economics has finally cracked the code. The answer isn't more willpower or better information. It's changing the game entirely through commitment contracts, binding agreements that make your future self play by rules your present self creates. Consider Alex Moore, an MIT graduate who spent a decade artificially inducing sneezes by tickling his nose. Strange habit, sure, but what's stranger is that despite countless attempts to quit, he kept doing it. Finally, he tried something radical. He put $400 at risk that would go to an organization he despised if he sneezed artificially even once over 8 weeks. The result? He broke his decade-long habit without losing a cent. This wasn't willpower. It was strategic self-binding, like Odysseus tying himself to the mast to resist the siren's call. Choose between one apple today or two tomorrow. Most grab the single apple immediately. But ask the same person to choose between one apple in exactly 1 year versus two in 1 year plus 1 day, and suddenly patience prevails. The proportional benefit is identical, only proximity changed. Economists call this hyperbolic discounting. It explains why pregnant women prefer natural childbirth a month before labor, desperately request anesthesia during contractions, then revert to their original preference afterward. Even pigeons demonstrate this pattern, choosing immediate food over waiting 4 seconds for double the reward, yet showing patience when both options involve longer delays. Walter Mischel's marshmallow experiments revealed that 4-year-olds who delayed gratification scored approximately 300 points higher on SATs years later. About 30% of pigeons can also learn commitment devices. These strategies aren't uniquely human. The difference is that humans can organize entire lives around overcoming temptation, allowing our patient inner Spock to triumph over our impulsive inner Homer. A law student named Elizabeth needed to complete her graduation paper with only weeks remaining. Her professor offered a provisional low pass, allowing graduation, contingent on her donating $100 monthly to charity if she missed the September deadline. Years later, he discovered Elizabeth had faithfully donated $100 monthly for 10 years, totaling $12,000, without completing the paper. What was meant as motivation had accidentally become an expensive subscription. This illustrates a crucial distinction. Penalties intended to deter behavior can accidentally become mere prices people willingly pay. Effective commitment contracts don't just add costs, they remove options entirely. Zappos employs a fascinating commitment strategy by offering new trainees $2,000 to quit after their first week. This anti-incentive screens out uncommitted employees while increasing internal commitment among those who stay. By turning down substantial money, employees signal to themselves that they truly value their jobs, creating psychological motivation to succeed. Robert Jeffrey's study recruited overweight men to risk their own money, earning it back only by meeting weight loss targets. Results? Subjects lost 3.5 pounds per dollar forfeited. When Kevin Volpe tested lottery systems rewarding goal achievement, subjects lost only 0.05 pounds per dollar received. Losses loom roughly 70 times larger than equivalent gains in motivating behavior change. This loss aversion appears everywhere. Cornell students given mugs demanded over $7 to sell them, while others would only pay $3.50 to buy them. Losses feel twice as painful as gains feel pleasant. Even capuchin monkeys prefer gambles where they might gain rather than lose apple slices. James Herman, a New Zealand advertising executive, auctioned his smoking habit on YouTube in 2008. The winner would receive NZD $1,000 if Herman smoked even a single puff. Though the auction closed at just $300, Herman successfully quit with remarkably few cravings. The contract itself seemed to diminish his desire. Commitment contracts work not just through consequences, but by fundamentally altering our relationship with temptation. Ryan Benson won $250,000 on The Biggest Loser by losing 122 pounds in 12 weeks. Within 5 days, he regained 32 pounds and eventually returned to over 300 pounds. His story reveals a fundamental truth. Weight loss without maintenance is just expensive yo-yo dieting. The research confirms this pattern. Weight Watchers participants lost 12 pounds after 6 months, but regained almost half within 2 years. Only 1 in 5 successful dieters maintain their weight loss through year's end. Dr. Rena Wing's Stop Regain experiment showed people who weighed themselves daily and tracked their weight in green, yellow, or red zones regained only half as much weight as control groups. Most dieters set unrealistic goals, wanting to lose 30% of their body weight when maintaining more than a 10% loss is nearly impossible without surgery. Effective commitment devices need appropriate flexibility, warning tracks, exemptions, occasional allowances. Use specific rules rather than vague standards. Commit to having a will made by June rather than making progress on estate planning. Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice warns against excessive commitment penalties. Antonio, overconfident about repaying Shylock, agrees to forfeit a pound of flesh if he fails, demonstrating how naivete leads to devastating terms. Credit card companies exploit similar weaknesses with penalties consumers don't expect to pay. Benjamin Franklin's pursuit of moral perfection revealed a substitution problem. Guarding against one fault left him vulnerable to another. Commit to less TV, and internet use might spike. Addiction specialists call this addiction transfer. About 25% of relapsing alcoholics switch to a new drug. Psychologist Roy Baumeister found self-control is a finite resource that depletes with use, yet strengthens through exercise. The key insight: effective commitment contracts reduce ego depletion by removing choices entirely. When theft isn't considered an option, no willpower is expended resisting it. The strongest commitments don't require vigilance. They make certain behaviors literally impossible. Dean Carlin partnered with Green Bank of Caraga in the Philippines to test seed accounts that restricted access to deposits until savings goals were met. Despite offering no higher interest, 28% of those offered took the commitment product. Being offered the device increased average savings by 47% after 6 months and 82% after a year. This success inspired Stick.com, a commitment store for real change. By 2009, Stick had over 40,000 users from 130-plus countries, creating 25,000-plus contracts backed by $3 million. Only 20% of money at risk was forfeited, and financially backed smoking cessation contracts exceeded 60% success rates. All three accountability mechanisms matter. Financial stakes have the biggest impact, but supporters and referees also improve outcomes. Contracts without money, supporters, or referees have less than 25% success rates, while those with two or more supporters achieve 60% success. In a world selling self-improvement in apps and motivation in podcasts, we've forgotten the most powerful tool: strategic self-binding. Your future self isn't your enemy. It's just playing by different rules. Put something meaningful at stake. Tell people who matter. Create consequences your present self would never accept. The gap between who you are and who you want to be isn't bridged by willpower alone. It's bridged by commitments that make your best intentions unavoidable.